Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. I'm here to disillusion you, in the literal, not figurative, sense of the word. And that's a good thing. To be disillusioned is to understand reality. To be disillusioned is to see things as they really are, not as the illusionists want you to see them. And you and your family and all your descendants are going to die as a culture and a people and a race if you do not understand the trick that is being played upon you. So pay attention. I am going to tell you how the American two-party political system really works. The Republican, conservative, traditional family values side is just as responsible for our decline as the liberal, so-called progressive side. The public schools, teaching white kids that their grandparents and great-grandparents were evil racists, and teaching them to hate themselves and their own race? Conservatives are responsible for that. Think of non-white Republican Nikki Haley being in the forefront of tearing down her state's Confederate heritage for the very reason that it was, at least faintly, a pro-white heritage. Something that can simply not be tolerated by Republicans, no less than by their alleged adversaries. Teaching our children that sexual perversion and sexual self-mutilation are sacred rights, and that those who engage in them are heroes, and that those who oppose them are immoral retrogrades? Conservatives are responsible for that. One thinks of good old Vivek campaigning for the Trump-Vance ticket, assuring homosexuals that, quote, you're free to marry who you want, if you want, without the government standing in your way, close quote, and of Trump himself, literally embracing a queer rainbow flag on stage. Or race mixer Vance, plumping for, I kid you not, the, quote, normal gay guy vote, close quote. Teaching us that racial mixing and multiracial immigration are good and praiseworthy things? Conservatives are responsible for that. Think of every Republican you can imagine, even in those balmy pre-quote-unquote woke days of the early 1990s, condemning fellow Republican David Duke, really, because he was in favor of racial integrity. And while both Democrats and Republicans are cheerfully betraying your race and condemning and persecuting all who would defend it, they both agree that Jews and Israel are especially sacred, and no violence is too extreme and no expenditure is too great to defend them. You have no choice in the matter. The proxy wars, drone wars, hot wars, endless funding, and gifts of murderous weapons of mass destruction never end. And Trump himself, on the campaign trail, attacking the very people who have figured out who is behind the war on white people and the destruction of traditional America, said, and I quote, anti-Semitism must be given no quarter, no safe harbor, no place in our civilized society. Close quote. As the decades pass, both parties adopt ever more overtly anti-white and anti-traditional positions and platforms. This is so well known that it has become a truism to say that today's conservatives are essentially identical to the liberals of 20 years ago. This is a formula of guaranteed self-inflicted loss on every single issue, all while pretending you are winning. And the snake oil salesmen on the Republican right and the populist right are smiling broadly because they know they'll keep getting your vote. Because the white voters, quote, have nowhere else to go, close quote. And they are right about that. So long as you delude yourself into thinking that voting is the solution to anything. Well, at least the Republicans aren't as bad as the Democrats, you say, as you pull the lever for Trump. It was the same when your parents pulled the lever for Nixon, and how far we have descended since then. Boy, that voting for the lesser of two evils strategy sure is working. I want to convince you that pulling those voting levers is no better than Pavlov's rats pulling levers after being conditioned by their keepers to do so. And likely even worse, at least the rats get food pellets. I want to convince you to quit caring about lever pulling and start caring about your race's future. I want to convince you that supporting the program of the National Alliance is a much better use of your time and your life. Let me tell you a parable that might help you break the spell. It's like this. You and your family are on a narrow ladder. Beneath you is a flaming, boiling hell, and you are being forced down towards certain death. Above you are the millions of the unthinking masses. They are all pushing downward and pushing you downward, ever downward, toward your doom. A few of them leap directly into the flames, some because they are so mentally twisted as to believe that self-annihilation is morally good, some out of total despair. The rest trudge ever lower because their leaders tell them that that is the proper way to go, or simply because that is what everyone else seems to be doing, so that must be the correct direction. Do I need to tell you that the ladder of death is the liberal way, the democratic way, the universalist way? The lying leaders call this the progressive ladder, but some rebels and wrongthinkers whisper that it should be called the ladder of death. The only sane way to go is up. Up into the light, back to sanity, back to nature, back toward the green forests and clean water and sunlight. And yes, back to the storms. There will always be storms of the struggle for existence. Back toward nationalism and racial unity. The most honest among us might even call it racial socialism and racial progress, toward life and away from death. This only way is what Dr. William Pierce called the upward path. Yes, the only possible way, the one possible way to save yourself and your family and your kind is to go up. But you can't go up. The ladder is too narrow, and everyone is pushing you down. But some leaders tell you there is a better way. "We have built another better ladder," they say. "Cross over to our ladder over there on the right. We call it the right ladder. And escape from the death-bound herd. Join us and others who refuse to descend into the flames." And many see that the people on that right ladder are not descending, or at least not descending as fast, into the flames. And many do cross over. Many do move to the right. Do I have to tell you that this right ladder is the conservative Republican way? But the right ladder's base is also in the flames, and its top ends right where you are. It does not lead upward from there, not even a single step. You can't ever get back into the light on that ladder, on the right ladder. And as more and more people crowd onto it, it begins to dawn on the more perceptive that its crowd, too, will be forced downward toward death. The right ladder leads to exactly the same place as the ladder of death. In fact, the descent has already started. So some leaders, seeing the disquiet on the right ladder, call out, "See, we have built yet another ladder. It is the true right ladder, just over there. Cross over and be saved." And indeed, once again, on the right, you see that there is a new ladder, and it seems more stable and secure than the one you're on now. The descent has stopped for those on it, or maybe it's just imperceptible, an imperceptible descent from your point of view. After all, to a man falling at a mile a minute, another man falling at half a mile a minute seems to be going up. And so many do take the leap to the true right ladder. But alas, it also has a top ending right where you are now and goes not a single inch upwards. It, too, is based in the sea of lava beneath and leads nowhere but into it. Don't worry, though. The right leaders will have another ladder ready soon enough, and then another, and another, and another ad infinitum. And so you and your descendants are herded inexorably to your doom, all the while thinking that the next ladder and the next right leader will save you. You need to ditch the whole ladder system. You and yours must ditch the whole ladder system, or you are dead. You were sold on ladders as the easy way. And it is easier to climb a ladder, especially downwards, than it is to make it up a steep mountain pass. But that mountain behind you, the one your fake worthless leaders keep distracting you from and warning you against, has a narrow path upon it that does indeed lead upward. They tell you that that path is too dangerous to take. They decry anyone who tells you to take that path as evil. They tell you that it is wrong and immoral to take a path that not everyone can take. A path that winnows and purifies, and dare I say, Aryanizes the people who take it and make it to the top. Thus has evolution always been. Thus has nature and nature's God always decreed. But that path, the upward path, is the only way to the light. It is the only way to survive, in fact. The easy way, taking the ladders built by liars, is the way of sure death. Make no mistake, though, the upward path is a hard path. It takes courage to make the leap from your easy ladder over to the mountain. Many of your own family will not make the leap with you. Many will condemn you. Many will try to drag you down. The false leaders may try to kill you or imprison you. There are many real dangers on that path, too. But none of that changes the fact that the upward path is the only path that leads to continued life. None of that changes the fact that the upward path makes all who take it stronger and better. This indeed is how we became what we are through the eons since life began. None of that changes the fact that the life streams of all those who refuse to take the upward path are condemned to stop existing and take no further part in the life to come, in life's future chapters. And all that is exactly as it should be. Join our community of the conscious.
Thank you. Amen.